2 weeks ago, attorneys general from 7 northeastern states delivered a warning to the Bush administration. They threatened to sue if the Environmental Protection Agency moved forward with proposals to weaken clean air laws. Yesterday, EPA Administrator Christine Todd Whitman called the attorneys general to Washington for a meeting to discuss the reforms. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
A few dozen reporters huddled outside the Washington headquarters of the EPA, waiting for the attorneys general to emerge from the meeting. It's one sign of just how heated the issue of clean air reform has become. For weeks, environmentalists and state officials have been publicly stewing over leaked drafts of the administration's proposed amendments to a program that governs power plant emissions. At issue is the question of when to require old power plants to install new pollution controls. The 8 attorneys general are all from states that lie in the path of pollution drifting in from older power plants, predominantly in the Midwest. They argued the administration's proposed reforms would let the operators of old plants off the hook and amount to a major rollback of clean air laws. But after today's meeting, a few attorneys general expressed optimism. Steve Rowe of Maine described the meeting with the EPA administrator as a step forward.
Governor Whitman did pledge that she has no plans to gut the Clean Air Act. She said that she has no plans to make dramatic changes to the Clean Air Act without full public process. That was very, very important for us to hear.
The attorneys general will be watching to make sure that new clean air rules offered up by the administration are not fast-tracked through the regulatory process. The attorneys general want every tenant of the new regulations to be open for public comment and review. But Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal expressed skepticism over Christine Todd Whitman's power to control the process.
Her heart may be in the right place, but others clearly are calling the shots. She may be the face and the voice for this policy, but we don't know that she's writing the script, and that is deeply troubling.
Under the old rules put in place a few decades ago, hundreds of coal-fired power plants were exempted from new and stricter emission requirements in the expectation that they'd soon be closed down. But in fact, most are still operating, and as a result, power plants are a major contributor to air pollution. They produce 67% of sulfur dioxide emissions and nearly half of all man-made emissions of carbon dioxide. Now, the attorneys general argue that instead of cracking down on power plant emissions, the administration proposals would give the industry much more latitude. Elliot Spitzer is the attorney general of New York.
We are prepared to fight these litigations regardless of what the Bush administration does. We are prepared to fight any regulations that diminish the power of the current Clean Air Act as it should be administered. I hope for the best, but plan for the worst.
The Environmental Protection Agency had no comment on the meeting between the attorneys general and Administrator Whitman, but did say the new proposals that have become the source of so much controversy will be out in the next few weeks. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.